Ever been to one of those retreats, you know, like the ones promising to like unleash your inner what is it?
Guru.
Unleash your inner guru or something.
Right.
But you leave and you just have a sore back from sitting on the floor.
Exactly,
And
yeah.
you're like, that's it. So you're looking for something more, right? Hold a
Totally.
retreat that actually, you know,
Right.
like makes a change in your life.
Yeah.
So that's what we're talking about in this deep dive.
Okay.
We're looking at five keys to a truly transformative retreat. This is going to give us like the
For a
tools.
cheat sheet?
Yeah, to figure out, is this retreat going to be worth it?
Okay.
Or am I just going to end up with another sore back?
I like it. Cutting through the noise, getting to the good stuff.
Yes, because we want change, not just a cool Instagram picture.
Right, exactly.
So, first up is this idea of clarity of purpose, right? Like, it's got to be more than just a catchy name, right?
Yeah, definitely.
You got to know what you're getting into.
For sure. Like, what's the actual shift you want to see in your life?
Exactly. And this guide calls that the transformation promise.
I love that. Yeah.
So, what is that promise?
Right. Like, what's the concrete change? What will be different after?
It's like that, what's that saying?
The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step.
Oh, no,
Okay.
it's like the hero's journey.
Oh, right. The hero's journey.
They
Yes.
use this analogy in the book, which I thought was perfect.
Okay.
It's like, you know, Luke Skywalker, he doesn't just become a Jedi overnight, right?
No, definitely not. No.
There's all these steps, training
Okay, so
setbacks.
isn't that?
And that's what they're saying about these retreats.
Okay, I like that.
You have to know where you're going and how you're going to get there.
It's like a roadmap. You
Yes.
need that clear vision, and then the retreat can be structured around that.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense, but hold on. Isn't it more than just the goal?
Oh, absolutely. Because you can have the best plan in the world, but
You've got to actually do it.
exactly. It's not enough to just think about changing. You have to actually, like, do the work.
Right.
And that's where I think a lot of retreats fall short.
Oh, tell me more.
It's all about information, right? Like, you go, you sit, you listen to someone talk at you for hours.
And you take notes like crazy.
Exactly. And you leave with this notebook full of, like, ideas.
But then what?
Exactly. What do you actually do with all that?
That's such a good point.
It's like, how many times have you gone to a lecture and you're like, this is amazing? But
Totally.
then you get home and you're like, now what?
I know, it's like you forget everything.
Yeah, or you just, it's too overwhelming to put into practice.
Yes.
And this is where this guide gets it.
Okay, tell me.
Key number two, experiential learning. You've got to get your hands dirty, you know?
I like that because it's true. You remember what you do. Not just what you hear.
Exactly. Think about how kids learn best.
Playing around.
Yes. Through experience, using all their senses.
It's not sitting at a desk.
No way. And that's what we need more of in the retreat world.
So it's like, ditch the lectures and bring on the activities.
Yes.
Yeah.
But not just any activities, right? They have to be designed in a specific way.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Break it down for me.
So they talk about this APIC framework. Have you heard of this?
I'm not sure. Is that like a new app or something?
Oh, this is better. It stands for Elevation, Pride, Insight, and Connection.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Right. And each part of that framework builds on the last one.
Okay, let's start with elevation. What does that even mean in a retreat setting?
So imagine you're at a retreat,
Yeah.
right? And you're challenged to do something that scares you a little.
Okay, I'm already nervous.
Like maybe a ropes course.
Oh, no way. I'm out.
Or maybe something creative, like you have to write a song or paint a picture.
Okay, that's a little better, but I'm still not sure I could do it.
But you push yourself and you do it. And that's where the pride comes in.
Oh, okay. I get it.
You feel proud of yourself for stepping outside your comfort zone.
I can see that.
And because you pushed yourself, you had this breakthrough.
The insight.
Exactly. You see yourself and the world in a new way.
Okay, this is making sense now.
It's all connected, right? Connected to yourself, to the other people there.
The connection piece.
Yes. And hopefully, even something bigger than yourself.
So it's like you're creating these aha moments on purpose.
Exactly.
And those moments, those are what really make a difference.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Those are the moments that can change your life. It's like you're on this journey, right? You're having these breakthroughs, but you need someone there with you.
Right, like a guide.
Exactly. Someone to help you navigate it all.
Because otherwise you're just wandering around lost.
Exactly. You might have the map, but you don't know how to read it.
Okay, I like where this is going.
So that brings us to key hashtag three, personalized facilitation.
Because we're not robots.
Right. We're all different.
We need that individual attention.
Absolutely. One size fits all. Not going to cut it.
Not at all. What works for one person might not work for another.
Exactly. And that's where a skilled facilitator comes in.
Okay, what do they do? Like, what makes them so special?
They have this ability to read the room, you know?
Read the room. What does that even mean?
It's like they can sense the energy of the group
Okay.
and the individuals in it.
So they're like energy readers.
Kind of, but it's more than that.
Okay.
They can tell when someone's not getting it
Oh, I
or
see.
when someone needs a little extra support.
So they can adjust on the fly.
Exactly.
Okay.
They adapt their approach to meet people where they are.
That's a real skill.
It is. It's like they're juggling, you know,
Oh, I can imagine.
keeping everyone engaged, but also making sure everyone feels seen.
That's gotta be tough.
It's a balance, for sure.
Because you've got the group, but then you've also got each person's individual journey.
Exactly. And the best facilitators, they can do both.
They make it look easy.
Right. But it's not.
Not at all.
But when it works, it's magic.
It's like those aha moments we were talking about before.
Yes. But even with those moments, even when the retreat's amazing, there's still this challenge.
What's that?
How do you make it last?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is. You leave the retreat, you're feeling great,
You're on fire.
but then life happens.
I know exactly what you mean.
You get home, and it's back to reality.
You're like, wait, what was I so excited about? So
Exactly.
how do you keep that momentum going?
That's where key hashtag four comes in. Continuous feedback.
Feedback, like from other people.
From other people, from yourself, even from the facilitators.
Okay, I'm listening.
It's about creating this loop.
A loop.
Yeah, where you're constantly checking in, reflecting, and adjusting.
So it's not just a one-time thing.
Definitely not. It needs to be woven throughout the entire experience.
Like before, during, and after the retreat.
Exactly.
Okay, give me an example. How does that actually work?
So imagine this. Before the retreat, you do this self-assessment.
Okay.
You identify your goals, your challenges, all that.
Right.
Then, during the retreat, you're getting feedback from the facilitators, from your peers.
Okay.
They're helping you see your blind spots, your strengths.
And then after?
After is key.
Yeah.
You've got to have a plan for how you're going to integrate what you've learned.
Back into real life.
Exactly. And that's where the feedback loop comes in again.
So you don't just forget everything you learned.
Exactly. You're
Ooh.
constantly checking in, making adjustments, and holding yourself accountable.
It's like you pack your bags, you say goodbye to everyone,
Yeah.
and you're back home.
Back to reality.
But you want to hold on to that retreat feeling.
Exactly. You don't want it to fade away.
So how do we make it stick? How do we make those changes last?
That's key, hashtag five, long-term support.
Okay, so it's not enough to just have an amazing retreat experience.
Nope, it's just the beginning.
You need that ongoing support.
Think of it like, you know those fireworks displays?
Yeah.
They're amazing while they're happening, but then PFFT, gone.
Right, just a memory.
And we don't want these retreats to be like
We
the.
want the change to last.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why you need those support systems in place.
Okay, so what does that look like? What are we talking about here?
It could be a lot of things, actually.
What? Give me some examples.
Well, some retreats will give you an integration plan.
Integration
Yeah,
planning.
it's like a roadmap for how to take what you learned and apply it to your everyday life.
Oh, that's smart.
Right? Because it's easy to get back home and be like, now what?
Totally. So this plan helps you stay on track.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then there are online communities.
Oh, yeah, I've seen
You
those.
can connect with other people who went to the retreat.
Share your experiences.
Exactly. Support each other.
Because you're not in it alone.
Exactly. We need that support, that sense of community.
It makes such a difference.
It really does. And some retreats even offer, like, follow-up coaching.
Oh, wow. So they're still there for you, even after it's over.
Exactly. They're invested in your transformation.
That's amazing.
It is. Because ultimately, it's about you making those changes last.
And that's how you know it was worth it, right?
Absolutely. It's not just about the retreat itself, it's about the impact it has on your life.
The ripple effect.
Exactly. And that's what we're really looking for here, right?
Real lasting change.
Yes. Transformation that goes beyond the retreat.
So, as we wrap up here, I'm thinking about all these keys.
Five keys.
Yeah, five keys to unlock that transformation.
I like that.
What's the one thing you hope listeners take away from all of this?
Don't just go for the flashy retreats, the ones with the Instagrammable moments.
Dig deeper.
Exactly. Ask the questions, look for those key elements.
The clarity, the experience, the personalization, the feedback, the support.
Yes, because you deserve a retreat that truly transforms you.
A retreat that delivers on its promises.
Absolutely. And when you find that, that's where the magic happens.
And listeners, we'd love to hear from you. What are your must-haves for a truly transformative retreat?
Yes, what are your non-negotiables? Let us know.
Until next time, happy exploring.